This is Graham Johnson, and today we're talking with international recording artist Jonathan Butler, South Africa's favourite son. And Jonathan's kindly agreed to speak with me today and tell us a bit about his upcoming tour of Australia next month. Jonathan, welcome to Alive 90.5.
So great to be talking to you guys in Australia. You know, this is one of my dream come trues, to be in Australia and visit and make some music. And this is great. This is perfect.
Now, we'll talk about the tour in a moment. I just want to go back to the early days. You were born in 1961 and raised in Cape Town, South Africa. Can you tell us a bit about growing up there?
Well, growing up in South Africa in the 70s was a different country than it is today. You know, South Africa back then was racially divided, segregated. I remember playing in places where they would have to sneak me in and sneak me out because of the color of my skin. And I was so young, I had no idea what all of that was all about. All I learned later on in life, later on as I was growing up, that I was living in a completely different country, you know, compared to the one I'm visiting. And you know, of course, I've always loved South Africa. So, but it was a very different place back then, you know, and I was very young. I was 7 years old. As a matter of fact, I ended up in Durban, which is one of the first places that I went to was Durban. And I played in a little club called the Casino Nightclub in Durban, which I had no idea was a whites-only club. But, you know, it's a different South Africa today. It's a completely different place. I'm proud. I'm always excited when I go home and, you know, and I can experience a completely different country. You know, people are united. The music scene is great. It's just a new place.
You went on the road at a very early age. How old were you?
Yeah, I was. I left my parents when they wrapped me up in a blanket when I was 7 years old, and I remember the first city I saw was Durban, was Zululand, Zululand, Durban, and it was so crazy because Durban is an English-speaking city, and I grew up speaking Afrikaans, so you can imagine what a culture shock it was for me.
I bet it was.
And I sang everything in English, so so I learned English through music. Isn't that crazy?
And you come from a very large family?
My family, we are 12. I'm the baby of 12. And my brothers and sisters were all into music. My brother Danny and Sandra, they were the two that traveled the country, and, you know, they were part of a traveling show called the Golden City Dixies,
right,
and which I later joined as well.
Yeah. I've read that you actually had a recording contract at the age of 12. Is that right?
Yes. In 1975, I recorded my very first seven single, that's what they called it back then, and I was the first black I remember to be played on white pop radio stations. And
wow.
Debuted at number two. It debuted August 1st, 1975. It debuted at number two on the pop charts.
And I believe that you earned a SARI Award.
Today I believe they call it a SAMA Award, which, you know, in America, when I tell people I have a Grammy, don't worry about it, I do have a Grammy. They say, what are you talking about? Well, I have a SARI Award. If you see it, you know what, I think it's the cutest little thing. It's in this blue box. You'd think it's a Tiffany birthday gift, but it's the coolest little thing. It's got a Springbok head on it, and it says 1975, Most Promising Artist of 1975. So it was an amazing experience, you know, listening to your music as you walk down the stairs to receive the award. And the lady at the time, she was Miss World, Annalene Creel, and she kissed me on the cheek on TV.
Wow.
And they blacked the TV out, and they didn't put anything in the newspapers other than I won a SARI Award as the first kid in South Africa.
That's terrible, but at least things have improved there. So that's a positive thing.
You know, but I've got the award, and great experience. That's, you know, the most important thing. It's like, you know, the apartheid era, as much as it was tough, you know, I think it really shaped me and molded me and you know, made me appreciate life and freedom and people. That's why my music has I only want to make positive music, you know. I don't want to make music that sort of, you know, just depresses people, basically, you know.
Well, that's great. Now, you're married and you've got children. How many children have you got?
I have two girls, Randy and Jody, yep. And a son called Ezra, and a granddaughter called Avia.
Avia's about 3 years
Avia's
old?
Avia's four.
Four now. All right. I was reading something.
She's 4 years old. Yeah. And married this month in January. We'll be married 29 years.
Great. Now, your two daughters, Randy and Jody, do background vocals for you on some of your tracks.
They do. I, you know, it's all in-house. Everything everything in-house. I mean, I do use a lot of other outside people as well. But since my daughters can sing, you know, and I do enjoy it when we get together and make music together. It's really fun. It's not something that I force, you know, on them to do. Trust me, this business is
it's tough.
As hard as it is, so you don't want to force anybody to do something unless they really want to do it.
That's great. Now, who are your musical heroes? Tell me about that.
My musical heroes is Stevie Wonder, absolutely Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
It's absolutely Donny Hathaway. When I was growing up, it was Tom Jones. Trust me, I thought Tom Jones' voice was the most amazing voice. I loved the Jackson 5, Earl Clue, George Benson. Of course, Wes Montgomery was one of my all-time favorite guitar heroes. But at the top of my list would be Stevie Wonder, absolutely.
Great. And I believe that... when you were on radio there, you were being referred to as South Africa's George Benson or Earl Clue or Stevie Wonder. People drew.
You know, I appreciate being put up there with my heroes and my idols. But you know, I spend. I always tell the young musicians in South Africa. I always say, just remember. There's only one Stevie Wonder, and there's only one of you, you know.
Yeah.
And I've had to learn that myself, that there's only one Jonathan Butler. There can never be two Stevie Wonders. It's possible. But I do appreciate that people, you know, feel that way. I hope when they listen to me now, they can sort of understand that this is a guy from Cape Town. He has his own flavor, his own sound, you know what I mean, his own style, so to speak, you know.
The question you've been asked before, and they've asked it of George Benson too, is Jonathan Butler a singer who plays guitar or a guitarist who sings?
I'm a singer who plays guitar.
Right. That's great.
That's who I am, yeah. But you can't separate the two, yeah.
That's true. You are a regular participant in the Dave Koz and Friends at Sea cruises, and do you enjoy doing that?
You know what? It's the one time that I love being with my... Well, not one time... It's the one time that my family, all of us, can be on the ship. So even though it's a lot of work for me, I do get do balance it out so we have time together as a family. We get off the ship. We lay about the beach. We have a good time. We eat. I get back on the boat, and then I go back to my work. And then after the work, we play a little bit more. And it's so much fun for the kids. It's so much fun for us. And we've enjoyed it for the last 6-7 years. We've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, I haven't made it yet, but I'm hoping to get there one day. One of the video clips of yours that I've seen is you with Dave Koz and the late Wayman Tisdale, and the three of you seem to be having a tremendous good time together.
Yes. Well, you know what? Wayman and Dave are really, really close friends of mine. We don't only tour together, but Dave, you know, we socialize when we at home in L.A. We spend time together. We have lunch, dinner. With Wayman's family, we were very, very close. The loss of Wayman was really hard on just everyone.
It was a shock to us, too.
He's such an amazing guy. If you were in the same room with him, you would not stop smiling because he just had the smile on his face. Even through the cancer, he was such an amazing spirit. We have good memories, really, really great memories, really good memories.
That's great. Now, just going back to your recording, how many albums have you brought out over the years?
You know, if I go back to 1975, well, let's start there. There's got to be 30, I don't know, there's, You know, whenever I go on iTunes, I see more records. I can't believe it. Like records that I haven't even heard or not heard, knows out, you know. So
right.
In the States alone, I think I must have about 15 or 17 records out in the States. And then in South Africa, I must have another, you know, 15 or 20 records that I've done since I was a youngster. So quite a few.
That's a lot. Is there anything in the pipeline, any new work coming out?
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, I've just finished my third solo gospel album, which is much more of an urban, edgier urban record, and it's called Grace and Mercy. I believe it will be out by maybe end of March, April.
Oh, great. Well, Jonathan, we might have to wrap things up there. I just wanted to tell our listeners that you'll be appearing in Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne, Brisbane, and Sydney. You'll be in Sydney on the 25th of February, and people should check their local outlets for details as to the times and that of the concerts. But, Jonathan, thank you very much for spending some time with me this morning, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
You're so welcome.
And I'll be there watching
you,
and it'll be great to see you perform live. And thank you.
It's a dream come true to be talking to Australia, so I love it. I can't wait to enjoy the country.
Look, I'm sure that you'll be made very welcome here. There's a lot of South African people here and a lot of local Australians who enjoy Jonathan Butler's music, and I'm sure they'll all want to give you a great big hello when you get here. So we're looking forward to that.
So excited. I'm very, very excited, man. Take care, huh?
Thank you very much. We've been talking with recording artist, favourite son of South Africa, Jonathan Butler.